V'omer Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Ruya l'koyin godo metamalo. Who, what type of an isha could a koyin be metamalo to a sister? Only if she's roya, she's a psula, koyin godo can marry her. But she ain't ruya l'koyin godo. If a koyin godo is not allowed to marry her, ain't metamalo. Then who are did the brother, the koyin, cannot be metamalo to such a sister? So we're here, if she got a get, the lacher is even a regular koyin can't marry a grusha. So v'ada here, a koyin cannot marry her. So if so, why does the brother of the koyin be metamah to her? So Mara says, Shani Hosam, here's different, the Ribu Rachmona Kroiva. Here there's a special posset that says the word Kroiva to teach us, that Kroiva is coming to include something. So it's saying, even though she was once married, Lamaisa, now she got a get, so now she's close back to the brother, so therefore the brother of the koyin could be metamah to her. Even though true, a koyin is not allowed to marry her, because she's a grusha, but negaya to a brother, being matamah to a sister, that's called kroiva now, now that you got a get, you could be matamah to her. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, muket seitz nami, ribui, let's say the word kroiva means even a muket seitz also maybe. Maybe even a muket seitz, as long as she's not a real basula, through a man, it's just through an eitz, maybe a koyin, the brother, could be matamah to her. So Gemara says, kroiva achas v'loishtayim. The word kroiva only means to include one. One and not two, like you want to include two different types of noshim. You want to say the kohen's sister. Is after the kohen can be matama when a sister dies. So we're saying a muket seitz is no good because she's not a psula, she's a bula. And who are then if she got married, it's also no good. But you're telling me now the word kroiva comes to include something. So which two? For the question we have two noshim. Maybe a muket seitz, and maybe an isha that was married and then got a get. So we're asking the question, Omar Rayas, how do we know which one yes and which one not? Like you're saying, both we can't include because it only says one word of kroiva. So how do you know to include the case where your sister got married and then she got a get, maybe include better the case where she's a muket seitz? So Marin says, ho yisavad bo maisa, ho lo yisavad bo maisa. It's more of a svara that when your sister just got married to a man, since they did not have nesuyin, they did not live together at all, no maisa happened to her yet. So she is still called a psula. The Torah says, "V'lachoisay habsula." After the kohen has the right to be metama to his own sister when she dies, that's only if she's a psula. So if she only got married kedushin, and then she got a get lamaisa, she's still called a psula. No maisa, no action happened to her body. That's why for her the kohen could be metama. Mashenk in the case of a muket seitz. True, she didn't lose a psula through a man through a maisa bia, but lamaisa since a piece of wood. A stick went into her there and broke up Sulim. That's called a maisa was done to a body. So since a maisa was done to a body, that's not called anymore for la choseh apsula. Therefore, from this word kroiva, it's more mistava where your sister got married just with kedushin and then got a get. That's the case that you could be metama to her, but not by a muket seitz. Dalimor says, for Rabbi Yosi, mi deshavke labar zuge, since Rabbi Yosi left over his Barzuga means the other mate. Rashi says the other one he always talks with. Rashi says the Gabi muket seitz. Rabbi Yosi left along Reb Shimon. For like Poli, they didn't argue. El Reb Shimon lechudei. Reb Shimon is the only one that argues and says your muket seitz is also. Veshavki Reb Yosi, they have a barzuge by Arusa. Reb Yosi was the one that agreed to Reb Shimon that if your sister got married to somebody, even though they didn't have nesuyin, no bia, still you cannot be matamah to her. So for that halacha, Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi both agreed. Now Reb Shimon said another chiddush that if your sister is a muket seitz, also the brother of the kohen cannot be matama to her. Reb Yosi does not say this. Nichlal, the muket seitz kremeya srirulei, the Reb Yosi de matama lo. Mashma Reb Yosi agrees that if the kohen's sister just became a muket seitz, not through a man, just a stick went in there and broke up Zulim, that the kohen, the brother, could be matama to her. That's Reb Yosi shita. Tomorrow says, as well as Rabbi Yosi, mi deshavku labazugei, mechlad al muket seitz kar meyat surulei. Tomorrow says, mi nolei, how do we know this? How does Rabbi Yosi know to say this? Drashi the Doris lender of Meya, misha biyosna edayish. Like, how do we know this? How does Rabbi Yosi know to dash in this way? Like, Rameya dashins, it's only a day man. But according to Rabbi Shimon, since he holds when your sister got married, she's also, so b'zoi kedushin alone asas her. How do we know by muket seitz she could be matama to her? So Gemara says, "Miloi hoysa liyish." for the words Mlahoisal Yish, Master, when is it no good? Only if she had Kedushin, she got married to somebody. But in Lucas 8, that she was not married to anybody, and she didn't lose a psulim through a man, there the Kohen could be metame to her. For the Gemara, V'yafik t'chodim ilsa. We learned already one thing from Mlahoisal Yish. V'yafik t'chad, V'yafik t'chad, we used it as a drashi, L'Rabbi Yaisi loyti et arusa. Rabbi Yaisi used it to take out not an arusa. So we used the word already, Mlahoisal Yish. So Marin says, Chad miloy hoysa, Chad milish. One for the word miloy hoysa, and then milish of miloy hoysa liish. So there's two drushes here. Drashi Chad miloy hoysa, loitzi esarusa. That if your sister got married to a man just with Kedushin, the Kohen, the brother, cannot be matamatua. Then it says milish. Drashi lemishrei mukatates. Shein mukukeles ayideish. The pasuk says miloy hoysa milish. Mashman has to be ruined, she's only ruined through a man. If she had via through a man, then she's not called a psula. But since it only happened through a muketzeitz, that's still called your sister the psula, that when she dies, the brother, the kohen, is allowed to be metame to her. Now, elov, what do we do with the word elov? Kroy velov, l'rabas habageris. That even if your sister is not 100% psula, she became a bageris, she's 12 and a half already, that she's missing some of a psulim, still, that's enough of a psula that the kohen, the brother, could be metame to her. For the Gemara of Rav Shimon, Besula Shreima Mashma. I, Rav Shimon, before says, when the Torah says the word Besula, it means a complete Besulim. That she has to be a complete Besula, not a Begeris. So Gemara says, Time of the day, Rav Shimon's time is Nami Hosam Mihocha. Shimon also over there learns it out from over here. Tadara Shachi Midelov. Here you need an extra posik saying Melov, Larabas HaBegeris, to include a Begeris. Nechlal, the Besula Shreima Mashma. Mashram, when the Torah just says the word besula by itself, it means she has to be only an ara and not a bageris. A besula means she has psulim shleimim. Nothing is missing yet. That's when she's 12 years old. But when she becomes 12 and a half years old, a bageris, we said the svar is kolu besuleha, she's missing some of the besulim. So over here, via koyin to be matama to assist, there's an extra word, elov, l'rabbis this. Here the Torah doesn't have any ribuyim. It says the Kohen has to marry a psula. What's called a psula? Psula shleimim, and not a begeris. Kohen cannot marry a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a begeris. Rosh says Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Yomim. Shimon ben Yechoy says Giyaris. A Giyaris was a guy that became a Ger, became a Jew. Chusa mi bas sholah sholem v'yoy mechot, and she became a Jew less than 3 years old, is ksher v'lakuna. Even though she's a girl, the ma'aseh she is mutter to a kohen. A kohen's allowed to marry her. She's not called a zayna. She never. The pasuk says the right. The pasuk of the midbar says v'chol hataf banoshim hashe lo yodu mishkav zocher hech yulachem. Any Ishra that did not live with a man, you're allowed to, by Midyon, you're allowed to keep them. And Hach Yulachem, they could be for you. And then, who's called Lachem? So the Maravarei, Pinchas Simoyim. Pinchas was amongst them. But since Pinchas was amongst them, Pinchas is a Kain. Mashma, they're even Mutter to a Kain. So Rashi says, Ksheru Lakuna, since they're less than 3 years old, we don't give them a din of a zayna. So that's the right from this post. It says, V'chol ataf, ashele yodu mishka zocha, means from a young girl that was less than 3 years old, did not have to do with, she's not roi labiya, she is roi for kuna. When she becomes a ger, she becomes a Jew, even a kohen is allowed to marry her. For Rabbanan that argue in the Shim and the Kohen say no, a ger is always also to a kohen. So what's Pshat the pasuk over here that says, it says, Hechyu Lachem? So Mara says, La'avodim L'shvachos. The Torah just meant there, those Midyonim, you could use them to be your slaves, but not that they're mutter to marry, like Pinchas, not let them marry them. For the Mori Yehochi, if that's all we're talking about, that they can become your slaves, but Shola Shalom V'yemecha Nami, says, so even if the Goya is over 3 years old, and then she becomes a ger, she becomes a Jew, she should also be mutter to be a shivcha. Like if we're talking about the kohen could marry her, so we say if she's Mizgayim after 3 years old, most probably they had znus, when they were goyim, and therefore she has a shame zoyna, therefore she's also to a kohen. But if you tell him now it's only a question of being a she'evet, a shivcha, so what do I care, even if she's three or more, she should be mutter to be Abu Ravodim our shvachas. So Marcel's kid Rav Huna, like Rav Huna. The Rav Huna Ram, Rav Huna really asked it for stira. Rav Huna asked the kash like this. So Rashi says, "Kid Rav Huna, le motzis amrit te baz gimel shonim le makura hechiyu." The postfix is not talking about if the girls were over 3 years old. That's what the postfix says, hechiyu. You're allowed to keep them alive. It has to be that they're less than 3 years old. Why? Like Rav Huna asked the stira. The Rav Huna Ram, Rav Huna asked the kash in the psukim. Save one postfix says, "Kol isha." Yoidas Ishla Mishkav Zohar Haroigu. Any Isha that had Znus, that for the Midyonim, you have to kill out. Ho'eno Yoidas Kakaimai. But if they don't have Znus, Mashmi will have to keep them. So Rashi is like this. To Rav Huna Rami, Isha Mashma Gedolo. Ho'komakro Yoidas Haroigu. Vishaini Yoidas Hechiu. Nechlau, the taf, the young children's, Loishinohochi, Hechiu. Ho'ksevichot taf. This mashmi what? That an older lady, if she had znus, you have to kill her. If not, not. Michlal, that half, the young children, ben yodu, ben la yodu, kaimu. Whether they had znus or not had znus, still you'll have to keep them alive. Uksiv, another person says no. V'cholatav, banoshim, asher la yodu, mishkav zohar, echiyu lechem. Even the young children, which one of the minyanim are you allowed to keep alive? Only the ones that did not have znus. Mashm, even a young child, if she had znus, she's also, there's no din lahachiyoy. To keep them alive, so it's a stira. So my answer is like this. Hechilachem, ho'yadi ha'raigu, mashm, if they had znus, even young children, you have to kill them. So it's a stira. So he answers like this, Rav Huna. Heviyoyme beruya liboy lakosa medaber. That the shiloh is, if the ishu roi itav biyanat. So Rashi says, Heviyoyme. Midikosha krua dodi, a korchuch yoidas de krua vashe lo yodu, lav yediya mamish. It doesn't mean mamish di had znus or not. The imkain lo metatsa diuka de krua, that's a stira. Elo, what the pasuk means is bruyali boil. If the isha is old enough in order to be able to have bia. Hakosta medaber. So chol isha ruyale de haregu. Any isha that's over 3 years old, once they're older than 3 years old, they're able to have znus, to have bia. Such a lady had to kill out. Mashenka, the taf, the young ones that are not royal to have bia, less than 3 years old, those are the ones that hechi you're allowed to keep alive. V'ashtra mashm isha afilo taf bas gimul, the ruya leida, v'leteidu ka taf ben yoda ben leyoda hechi you, tav ruya ka mishtoi kruo, el hechi you, lochem de koma rachmona, de pchusim bas sholosh koma. That's what the terrorist says, you're allowed to keep them alive, is only if they're less than 3 years old, according to Rav Huna. Once the Midyanim were over 3 years old, they didn't want to kill them. But an Isha was less than 3 years old, you're allowed to kill. You're allowed to keep alive. So the Pasuk is talking about only 3 years old. That's the Shaila. Does the Pasuk mean Lochem that you're allowed to marry them? That's from Shimon ben Yochai's halacha. And the Rabbanim say no. All they're meant to say is you're allowed to keep them alive, that they could be our slaves, our shvachos and avodim. But not that a kohen is allowed to marry them. Since Lamaisa she's a Giyaris, she has a Shem Zoyner on her, a kohen is not allowed to marry her. But it says Tanya Nami Yochum, we're talking about this also. The person says, V'chol Isha Yoidas Ish. Any Isha that knows the man. So Yoidas, what it means to say is, Beruyeli Boyle Kosu Medaber. As long as she's 3 years old, that she's able to have Znus, such a Midyonis, the mitzvah was to kill her. Atuayim, you're telling me, Beruyeli Boyle, the person is talking about that she's 3 years old, just that she's able to have Znus. Or Yainu, maybe not, El Nivula Mamish. Maybe the Pasuk means mamish that she was nivulah. Such an isha, you have to kill. But if she did not have znus, you don't have to kill her. Kishuayim, when the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'taf banoshim asher lo yodu mishkav zocher. Even the young children, that if they did, asher lo yodu, if they did not have znus, you're not to keep them alive. Since Rav Huna's tira, first, mashma only the old ones. But the young ones, no matter what, you're allowed to keep alive. And here it says, no, even the young ones, only if they did not have znus. Have you ever, how do you have to answer the stira in the psukim? Like Rav Huna asks, you have to answer, Beruya libur lakosu medaber. That the pasuk does not mean a gedola or a ketana. It means to say if the isha is over 3 years old, that she's able to have a biya, to have znus, then you had to kill her. But if she's less than 3 years old, that's the type of an isha the Torah said you're allowed to keep alive. But the Gemara mino yadi. Yes, now the Gemara's kasha stam mino yadi. Like the Chura, this not the kasha is, how do we know how old they were? How do we know if they're able to have znusanat? Like we're saying now, you have to kill them even if they're over 3 years and they're able to have znus. How do we know how old they were? Omer Rav Huna bar Bizno, Omer Rav Shimon Chasido Hevirom lefnei atzitz. What they used to do is bring each girl in front of the tzitz, in front of the Kohen Gadol when they're wearing his tzitz. In front of the tzitz, they used to bring each one. Now, kol shepnei marikos, any one girl that her face became red, marikos, Rashi Neso, it was a nace. Is bidua, she really boiled. You know that she was 3 years old, she's roya tavbiya. Kol shein pnei marikos, if her face does not change colors, is bidua, she's really boiled. You know, she was not, she's less than three, she was not able to have bia. So that's how we know which isha we had to kill out, which were not. His pashto was a nest there, that they went in front of the tzitz, when their faces changed colors, they were three. And their faces did not change colors, they're less than three. All right, turn. Yeah. Right. And Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman says, Simin li Aveira Hadrukin. A Simin for the Aveira is Alamol Hadrukin. Rashi says, Pneim shall Ovri Aveira Marikin. Means their faces change colors. That's Mechwal Stamarai, that the person is the Baal Aveira, he has Nus. He Yotzi B'Dovel, like this also, Atayim Yisei, the Apostle says in Shoftim. Vayimtsu Miyoshve Yovish, Gilod, Arba Meyos Nara Besula, Arshila Yoda Ish, Lemishkav Zocha. That they found there 400 ladies from Yavish Gilad, that did not live with a man yet. That's what the Pasuk says. For the Gemara Mino Yadi, how did they know this? How did they know that these ladies didn't live with any man yet? Omer Rav Kana says, Hoishivam apnei chovius shoyayin. What they did there was they put them on top of a barrel of wine. Bula, if the Isha did have znus with a man, or live with a man, Recha Noidif. Like a mosh, like the smell went straight through her body, went through the mokum. Since she's like a bula already, it's open there, the reich went straight through her. The smell of the wine went straight up through her mouth. Psula, mashenka fi psulim, that there were clothes there in the bottom, is ein reich anaydif, then the reich did not go through. For the Gemara of an Avrin lefnei tzitz, what did they have to do this for? Why did they do the same thing they did by Nidyon? Why did they bring them in front of a tzitz? Amar Rav Kana, Breid Rav Nosin, L'rotzen lehem tziv. The tzitz is a rotzen, does good for Klal Yisrael. L'rotzen well l'pronis. Could you only use the tzitz for l'rotzen to do good for Klal Yisrael for Kaporah, and not to use the tzitz to give pronis? Like over here, we wanted to know which ones was a bull or not. So Rashi says by, Mayan Sheyavish Gilad, should be a May Plegash Begiva. Shenergo Kol An Sheyavish Gilad. Lefi Shalai Hoy, Shalai Bor Lilochim, Mesheva Binyamin. Kisharachim. They lay alive all that they not have beer yet. And they gave him for the leftover ones of Binyamin. But it was a question was, would we kill the ladies or not? So merely you can't use the tzitz to tell which lady had beer ready that you do kill, and which lady you did not have beer yet you should not kill. So we can't use the tzitz to tell us how to give punishments. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, it's Kasha before. The Midyanami. We say now by the Noshim and Midyan, how do we know who was 3 years old or less? We use the tzitz. So you see, you do use the tzitz to tell to give Peronius to kill them or not. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Lohem Ksiv. Lohem Lerotzen, Vlo Leperonius. Who do we use the tzitz only for the good and not for bad? That's only Lohem for Yisrael. By Chai Yisrael, the tzitz is only for the good. So Melon by Shevet bin Yomadeh, Meyesh v'Gilad, they could use the tzitz to give punishments to Klai Yisroel. Mashenka de Lev de Kechavim, but to use the tzitz for Goyim, Afilu l'Peronis. You're allowed to use the tzitz even to give punishments. So Lamaisha by the Midyon, there was a shah to kill out the Midyonim that were Goyim. There you could use the tzitz to find out which girl was over three to be able to kill them. Fait Omer Reb Yaakov bar Idi, Omer Reb Yishur ben Levi, Halacha Kershum ben Yechoy. He passed on to Shimon ben Yochai that a Giyuris, if she was Mizgayer less than 3 years old, or Kainas Lada Maria, she's Mutta Lakuna. Oma le Rab Zeir le Rab Yaakov Baridi, Beferish Shmilacho, or Mnechlola Shmilacho. How did you hear this from Shimon ben Yochai? Did you hear it clearly, or did you only hear it from a Klal? How did you hear it? So Gemara says, my Klola, and there is Klola means, like maybe we could argue, it's not a real good Mashmois. He said, my klala, what would be your mistake? Where did you think you could hear it from only a klal? Rashi says, im klala, the shama minay milsa, the daikas minay, the srilak of shimin. So my klala, miyez the klal hoylalaymer, from which general rule that he said, so you take this out from. That halacha kashim min yechoy. So the Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, because Rabbi Shur ben Levi said like this, Ir achas hoysa v'Eretz Yisrael. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael. Shekoro le'irur. That there was an irur. Rashi lifso mishpachas ir. That there was an irur, a rumor going around that the people in that irur, there were psulim lakuna, there were mamzerim there. There was a psul, irur, a rumor going around. Vishoga Rebbe as Rebbe Rumnis. So Rebbe said, Rebbe Rumnis, Ubotka, he checked out the city to see if the rumor is true or not. Umotzubo baski yeris. Tchusimi ba sholoshon of yenechot. Viechshiru Rebbe Lakuna. He found out the whole rumor was that a koyan married a giyeris. And the maestro, she was less than 3 years old when she was mizgayer. So Rebbe was machshi Lakuna. Rebbe said she's muta. So who is a riot? Rebbe Shimon Yechoi. Omalei said back, you know, Beferish merely. No, I did not only hear it from this Maisa, but I heard of Beferish that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Paskin and said, that Rabbi Shur Ben Levi said clearly, Halach Kashim Ben Yechoi. Fred Gemar, V. Miklol Amai, like what would be so wrong if he didn't hear it Beferish? He only understood from this klal. The Khurat's a good riot from this case over here. That the case was she was less than 3 and she was a ger, that he was Mata Lakuna. What's wrong for bringing a proof from over here? So Gemara says, Dilma Shani Hosam, Hoyl the Insev Insev. Maybe over here it's better. Since the Maitza, the Kohen already married the Gyeris, since he already married her, maybe here he said he doesn't have to give her a get. There are a lot of stay together. But maybe Lechatchila though, a Kohen should not marry a Gyeris. So from over here you wouldn't have any Raya. Toho Rav Rebbe Yechon Darma Tavaya, they both say, by Geras, the Mukatsaits, La Yisa. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bageras, because he has to marry a Psula. He's not allowed to marry a Mukatsaits, because she's not called a Psula. But for him, Nosu Nosui. But the Mice of the Kohen Gadol married her. Once he married her, he's allowed to stay married to her. So maybe here also. Maybe a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Geras, even less than 3. But if he married her, he's allowed to stay married to her. So Mar says, no, Hachi Ashtad, there's no Kasha. Bishleima, it's all good, Hossam, on these cases of Muketzeitz and of Bageris, because the Svara is, Seifel Liyas Bageris Tachtov. Even if the Kohen Gadol will marry her when she's a Nara, Lamaisa, she eventually is going to become a Bageris. A Nara is 12 years old, a Bageris, which is 12 and a half. So eventually she's going to be a Bageris Tachtov, and then she'll be Mutter, so now also he's allowed to stay married to her. The same thing, Seifel Liyas Bula Tachtov. Even if she's a Muketzeitz, like so what? Even if the Kohen Gadol would marry a Nara, Lamaisa, he would make her into a Bula. So Muketzeitz is not worse than that. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to stay married to her. But Hocher over here, on the Tzad to say that a Goy is called the Zoyna. See, even if she's Mizgaya, she's called the Zoyna. If she's called the Zoyna, and the Kohen is also to marry her, even if he marries her, how could he stay married to her? Hocher, Seifuli, a Zoyna, Tachtov. Is there any svar to say that if you would have married a mutadik isha, eventually she'll become a zayna? We don't say that. If you married a good isha, she doesn't become a zayna. So we hear that maybe she's called a zayna, and the kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna. Pshit, even if he married her, he would have to give her a get and get rid of her. So chur, it's a good raya here. That since Rebbe was not to them to stay married, it's a raya that he owes a gashim ben yichoi, that a giyaris pchusim ibas gimel is mutalakuna. Rav Safra Masnin Lol Maklola. Rav Safra said that if Shur Ben Levi only said over from Maklal. The Kashule, and he asked this Kasha, do you know it? Well, Mishana Lehochen, he gave this answer, it's a good Raya. You can't ask any questions over here. Because if she would have been a Din Zoyna, Avada the Kohen is not allowed to stay married to her. He would have to give her a get. But since the Paschanir is allowed to stay married to her, it's a Raya Lehoda Gashur Ben Yechoi. First says, Ahu Kahano, the answer, Gyeris, Kusim Bashal Hashem of Yenechen. Happened once that a Kohen married a Gyeris, that was Mizgayah, she became a Jew, when she was less than 3 years old. Omalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Mai Hai, like what's going on here, like how come you got married? Omalei,
The Yomer Rabbi Yaakov Ari, the Yomer Rishu Ben Levi, Halacha Yashim Ben Yechoi, like what's wrong? We've already said the Pesachim, like Yashim Ben Yechoi, that you are allowed to marry a Geir with Chusim Ibas Gimel. A Kain is Mutter to her. A Malay, so he answered like this, Zil Apik. So, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchok said back to him, no, get rid of her. Zil Apik, give her a get. V'iloi, and if you don't give her a get, Ma'afik Nelechor Rabbi Yaakov Aridim Yonecha. Like, I'll take out the name of Yaakov Aridi from your ears. In other words, you want to be Salim Echadim? No, I want to tell you that Loch is not like him. That you're not allowed to marry Giyaris, even though she's Chusim Bas Gimel. So therefore, he paskin Zilapik, you have to give her a get. Rashi says, Kleima, Mishamtina Lechor V'teipet HaKorcha. If you're not going to listen to me, I'll put you into Shamtu, into Nidui, and I'll give you a curse, and you'll have to get rid of her. Tanya will learn like this. V'chein hoi Yerushim ben Yechoi Yoyner. If Shim ben Yechoi said another halacha. First halacha was that a Gyoris, if she's Pachas mi Bas Gimel, she's Mutat Vokoyin. The second halacha Shim ben Yechoi said,